The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, that's right. We are looking for trouble, and we're glad when we find it that we have the folks at New Constructs as our wingman. And it's not David Trainer today. It is in his stead, Kyle Guskey, investment analyst for New Constructs. But whether it's Kyle or David, the methodology is the same, because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities from the bottom up, and they take a look to see if maybe underneath the surface, things don't look as good as, you know, everybody sees when they're just taking that skin deep look.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is. And when something is misleading, well, if it's misleading and working against you, that makes it dangerous. If it's maybe misleading and everybody thinks it's horrible and it's going to actually be good, well, that could make something attractive. But if you want to find out how it works, go to newconstructs.com, and don't forget, they blog about their danger zone picks. So anytime you want more details about what we discuss here, you can find it on their site. You can also find the list of most attractive and dangerous stocks and much more there. Beyond newconstructs.com, they're on Twitter, at newconstructs. Kyle Guskey, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
GoDaddy.
Danger, danger.
GoDaddy. It's ticker symbol GDDY, GoDaddy Incorporated. This is not a company that I have enjoyed dealing with personally, because I have dealt with them personally. They were once our web hosts on MoneyLifeShow.com, and that's when we ran into trouble. So I don't love them personally, but why don't you love them as an investment right now?
So David first brought up GoDaddy back when they IPO'd in 2015. And in the danger zone, and things have only gotten worse since then fundamentally, but the stock has soared. On the fundamental side, this year specifically, they reported their first GAAP net income profit instead of losses, but that was actually boosted by a few non-operating income adjustments we made, such as $123 million in tax receivables and $32 million in gain on sales. Once we make those adjustments to get the true, you know, recurring profits of the business, we see that NOPAT was actually down 7% year over year in 2017, while net income went from negative $17 million to $136 million. So there's kind of a misleading trend in the fundamentals there once we adjust for some of those items we find in the footnotes in MD&A. And then beyond the fundamentals, it's really just the GoDaddy's first mover advantage as, you know, the domain name registration business has eroded. Their core business domain registration is largely commoditized to the point where prices are pretty much regulated and distributed through VeriSign. They've got big competitors such as web.com. Google's entered the space, allowing you to register a domain. And then on the hosting site building side, obviously huge competition there from companies like Wix, Squarespace, Shopify, Amazon Web Services for hosting, stuff like that. And we've actually seen that market share there is on the, they're one of the fourth in market share behind Wix. I believe it's also Weebly and Squarespace. And then their last segment is business applications, which is stuff such as, you know, email applications, and they're going up against giants such as Google, Microsoft, and then also social media, marketing, you know, Facebook, stuff like that. So really just being kind of boxed in and their first mover eroded, but it all leads to the situation where expectations in the stock are now beyond optimistic.
How far out of whack are they? I mean, if we are looking at estimates that are beyond optimistic, how far beyond? What kind of problem are we going to see with this stock?
So we looked at, you know, just how do we justify the current stock price? And so we put a couple different scenarios in our dynamic DCF model. We see that to justify the current price, they need to improve margins to 6%, which is slightly below one of their competitors, web.com, and well above their current 2% margin, and grow NOPAT by 27% compounded annually for the next 12 years. In this scenario, they'd be generating nearly $15 billion in revenue, which at their current per-user average would imply they have over 105 million customers compared to 17 million they currently have. And we think that not only is this optimistic, but it might be more difficult to sell to new customers now that this generation has, you know, come of age in the internet age. And it's better at finding good quality companies when there's plenty of reviews out there that, as you noted, GoDaddy might not be the best offering. So then we wanted to see, okay, what could, you know, downside be? So we said, even if we assume they can, you know, cut costs, kind of move into the higher margin software stuff and achieve 8% NOPAT margin and grow profits by 24% compound annually for the next decade, they're still worth 29 share today.
Okay. So ultimately we're talking a massive haircut. What's going to wind up being the catalyst? Can you give us any insight as to what's going to make people wake up and smell the coffee on this one?
It could be a mix of further commoditization in the domain registration and the website building areas. Those are obviously highly competitive, and eventually price is going to win out there. We've noted that, you know, GoDaddy has some of the lowest margins of its peer group, which obviously means pricing war could easily impact the bottom line quickly. And then beyond that, I think earnings could be the next negative catalyst. They had nice earnings beat recently, and then they can no longer, you know, achieve that through acquisitions like they did last year. So if we see some earnings or negative earnings misses here, it could definitely send shares lower.
It's GoDaddy, G-D-D-Y, the Danger Zone pick this week from New Constructs and Kyle Guskey. Kyle, thanks as always for joining me.
Thanks so much.
The Danger Zone, of course, is something we do with the folks at New Constructs. And if you want more information, go to newconstructs.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. You can get more information on any Danger Zone pick at their website. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs, and he's filling in for David Trainer today. But whoever you get from New Constructs, you know you're going to be happy. You're also going to be happy with the Money Life Market Call. Up next, Jeff Oxshore from the Oxshore Focus Fund when we return in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.